There's good economic news again today. Reports of surprisingly strong job growth in October. The Labor Department reports that businesses added 126,000 payroll jobs last month. It's the third straight monthly increase. The unemployment rate fell slightly to 6%. President Bush, on a trip to North Carolina, used the latest numbers as an opportunity to make the case that his economic policies are working.
I know that when Americans have more take-home pay to spend, to save, or invest, the whole economy grows, and people are more likely to find a job.
On the subject of Iraq, the president, in today's trip, did not mention specifically the latest violent incident, the crash of a Black Hawk helicopter with the loss of six American soldiers. He did say the war on terror continues and that the U.S. will not stop until what he called the danger to civilization is removed.
We are confronting that danger in Iraq, where Saddam holdouts and foreign terrorists are desperately trying to throw that country into chaos by attacking coalition forces, by attacking the people who are there to provide aid to the long-suffering Iraqi citizens, and by attacking Iraqi citizens themselves. See, they know that the advance of freedom in Iraq would be a major defeat in the cause of terror. This collection of killers is trying to shake the will of America and the civilized world. And this country will not be intimidated.
Today's news and the president's reaction highlight the bipolar nature of presidential politics right now, an improving economy on one hand and mounting casualties in Iraq on the other. Recent polls have shown the president's job approval ratings down from their post-9/11 high to about 50%.
With the election less than a year away, these polls are not just an assessment of the sitting president, they're also an indicator of his appeal as an incumbent seeking re-election. We wanted to find out why opinions of President Bush have changed and how voters measure his performance. So we spent some time in Lehigh County, Pennsylvania, and a lot of what we heard sounded like this.
In the beginning, I thought he was good. I really did. But I think that war did a lot to him. A lot of people were killed, and the economy is rising. But you got people that are out of jobs. They don't have their health insurance. It was a tough situation.
What would you have to do to earn your vote?
Start worrying about the people in the United States instead of foreign countries. Give us more time here than over there.
That's Dale Litzenberger. He's 65 and president of the Allentown chapter of MORA, which stands for Men of Retirement Age.
Good afternoon.
There are 25 men at today's MORA event. Many of them, including Dale, have lived in Lehigh County all their lives, working in blue-collar jobs or middle management.
All right, now I'm sorry I blew everybody's hearing aid out.
Dale Litzenberger's respect for President Bush is overshadowed by nagging concerns about the economy and the military operation in Iraq. In that sense, he personifies the anxiety reflected in the president's slipping poll numbers. Dale also represents a major hurdle that the GOP will face next year, keeping a grip on core voters in uncertain times. Dale's a longtime Republican, but he does back Democrats now and then. He's a swing voter in a county known for its electoral independence. Lehigh has an almost equal number of Democrats and Republicans. Many people here take great pride in ditching their party allegiance to back the candidate they find most appealing. For decades, political prognosticators have monitored Lehigh County to gauge the strengths and weaknesses of presidential candidates, and that's what brought us here. Lehigh County is tucked in the Appalachian Ridge in eastern Pennsylvania. It once thrived as an industrial center, anchored by the riverfront cities of Allentown and Bethlehem. The engine of Lehigh's economy today is fueled by white-collar business and a new generation of young, cappuccino-driven professionals. The Bethlehem Brew Works is one of the after-hours hangouts for this new workforce. Here, they sip martinis or pilsners full of pumpkin-flavored ale from the microbrewery just upstairs. This crowd represents Lehigh's new economy, but their concerns are not unlike the older generations. We sat down with some of them to talk about President Bush. Jen Davco is 25, a saver, not a spender. She works in investments and brown bags it every day. Among her chief concerns, Iraq and President Bush's willingness to go it alone in foreign policy.
I think as much as some people may like that approach, we become more isolated as we become more outspoken. We may be, you know, the great leader, the superpower, whatnot, but not when you don't have help. I mean, we cannot be on our own. That's not the way a community functions. It's not the way a household functions. It's not the way the world functions. You need allies.
Mike Drabenstadt is wavering in his support for President Bush, and you can see a hint of that in the furrows along his brow. He's 35, married with two kids. He just started up his own PR business this year.
Well, first of all, I did vote for him in 2000. And I voted for him because I thought, in general, that he was the better of the two candidates and that he would surround himself with good people.
Would he win your vote this time?
I'd have to see what the Democratic candidate or an independent candidate had to offer, too. But I'd certainly be questioning it a lot more than I did back in November of 2000.
Where has he lost his way in your view?
I think you need to be a little bit more consistent with his messages. A good example for me is the tax cut. You know, I think our family got a check for $400. You know, whoop-de-doo, that was a couple of weeks before I had to write out a check to the government for $7,000 in taxes for my business. So to get a $400 check really doesn't mean a whole lot. And at the same time, you see that the country has a record deficit and we want to spend $87 billion in Iraq. To me, those two things don't jive. They just don't jive. It's just a terrible inconsistency. It's as if he doesn't want to tell me the whole story or tell it like it is. You know, I'm an adult. Tell me like it is.
Matt, I want to go to you if I could. Has your view of the president changed?
It's evolved. He might be making the right decisions, but the way he's going about it just doesn't sit well with me.
That's Matt Sommerfeld, an engineer, newly engaged at 26. Matt also voted for President Bush in 2000, and right now he's uncommitted. He questions whether the White House is taking the right approach on several fronts, including terrorism.
You've realized we're vulnerable, and combating terrorism, I think, is the wrong approach. I think being more prepared for terrorism is a better approach. And I think one of the ways to be prepared for that is to have a stronger economy, to have more self-sufficiency. You know, and when Mike was talking, one of the things that really aggravates me is, you know, all these families just got this refund to go out and buy, you know, just before school time starts. So where do they take that money? They take the money to Walmart. And where are all the products at Walmart come from? They come from overseas. So it's like, you know, we might as well just start throwing money on boats and send it across the ocean. And that's what concerns me. You know, all this money they're talking about spending in Iraq. Why can't we spend that here?
Matt Sommerfeld says he's concerned that America is losing its competitive edge. In a minute, when we continue with our story, we'll hear from some Lehigh County residents who lost their jobs because of overseas competition and find out what they think of President Bush. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.